This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
After King Solomon died and his son Rehoboam began to rule, the people of Israel approached their new king to request that he ease the heavy burden of taxes that Solomon had levied upon them. The king's answer is recorded in Chronicles 2, chapter 10. My father made your yoke heavy, I will make it even heavier. My father scourged you with whips, I will scourge you with scorpions. Rehoboam's harsh response had repercussions he didn't expect. Most of the kingdom broke away, leaving only the tribes of Judah and Benjamin within his jurisdiction. This historical moment would have ramifications for the rest of time. But if we really examine the defining moment that set the wheels in motion, we find at the heart of the matter a choice that Rehoboam had to make. It wasn't about whether or not to lessen the tax burden of the people, but whose advice to take. First, Rehoboam consulted his elder advisors, who recommended yielding to the people's request as a sign of goodwill. But then Rehoboam conferred with the young men with whom he had grown up. Their recommendation was the complete opposite. Rehoboam's decision to go with the advice of the young over the old is ultimately what led to the disastrous split in the nation of Israel. We can learn from Rehoboam, and when given the opportunity, seek the advice of those who are older and wiser. This is Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. If you'd like to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, you can record your prayer by calling 888-241-IFCJ.